Afternoon, everyone. Let's call this meeting to order. This is the Conference Committee on the Fast Track Energy Supplemental Bills. Senate Bill 232, present today. Representative Meyer, Representative Chenault, Representative Jewell, Senators Hoffman and Green, and myself, Senator Wilkin. Purpose of today's meeting is, this is our initial meeting of this committee, and we'll set forth the ground rules and have a presentation on the differences between the two bills, and then we will convene again in on Wednesday to for further discussion. You have before you version L and version P.A, and you have another a summary that pulls the two together that is a word revised format. And David Teal has joined us from Ledge Finance if we want to have him give any details. Let's see, there's a typo, Mr. Teal, in one of these. Would you let us know where that is so we can clear that up?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That typo is on page 12, line 9.
Which version?
Of the comparison, of the House version. But you're looking at the right one.
Page 12, line 9.
And you'll see there that for fund code 1201, Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission Receipts, the first number is 3038800, and the second number is a typo. It says 3308. That number should also be 3038800.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? Okay, that's cleared up. Representative Chenault, could I ask for a motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that Senator Wilkins serve as a presiding chair of the FY06 Fast Track / Energy Supplemental Senate Bill 232 Conference Committee.
Objection? Seeing none. I would move that Representative Chenault serve as vice chair of the FY06 Fast Track Energy Supplemental Conference Committee. Is there objection? Seeing none. Representative Chenault is the vice chair. We would like to put into the record the rules of our conference committee, and with your indulgence, I'll read those. Number one, rules are as follows. Number one, both the House and Senate budget process allowed for public testimony. That portion of the process is now concluded. The conference committee will not be accepting public testimony. Rule number two, unless invited by the chair, only members of the conference committee may take part in the discussion or sit at the table. Rule number three, legislative finance has been directed to prepare the bill comparison, which we'll be using at the table. This comparison summarizes the differences between the two versions of the bills and are the subject of these committee discussions and are located on the web. Rule four, the conference committee will operate under uniform rule number 42. Adopting any motion or taking any action requires a majority vote from each body. A copy of uniform rule 42 and related legal opinions are in each member's packets. That's here. Representative Chenault, if I could ask for a motion to adopt all appropriations on which we agree.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the House language on all items, sections 1 through 19, excluding sections 5, 6E, and 15.
Okay, and I'll object for just clarification. Section 5 is Arctic Winter Games. 6E is Bulk Fuel Loans Program, and 15 is PCE. Is there other discussion on the motion to adopt all agreed upon items? If none, I'll remove my objection. Further objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Representative Chenault?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to adopt the letter requesting limited powers of free conference for sections 5, 6E, and 15 listed on the attached letter before us.
Okay. Is there objection to it asking for limited powers? Seeing none, we will do that, and I have the letters here for us to sign. The next meeting will be 4 o'clock on this coming Wednesday, April 5th, in the Senate Finance Room. Is there any other items to come before the committee before we adjourn? Seeing none, We will stand adjourned and come back to order on Wednesday, and please don't leave without signing the letter. Thank you.